It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show here live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher with head coach Waylon Schenck of the now 2-0 North Posey Vikings. And coach, after you get the win 34-0 against Tecumseh, it was your first road test of the year, your first conference game of the year. How did you feel coming out of that game?
You know, I told our guys, you know, I didn't think we played our best game by far, but at the same time, man, winning football games at the high school level is a hard thing to do, especially when you're down some of your top guys. And they said it wasn't pretty, but we battled through, made plays when we needed to make, you know, make them offensively, defensively, played really well all night, made some big plays on special teams. So anytime you can win a football game, you come out of there happy, but at the same time, we know we got a lot to work on going into this week with North Knox.
So your defense really made this spark to start the game. Brett Beaker picking off a pass about 50 yards from the end zone, a little over a minute, or I think just under a minute into the game, and he took it to the house for a touchdown. Did that kind of give your guys' sideline a little bit of a lift that early in the contest?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were pretty dead during warm-ups, not that much energy and emotion out there, and that worries you coming off of a big win against Southridge. And, you know, trying to get that emotional high back, and football is an emotional game, you got to play it with emotion. And we didn't see that, you know, going on the road, and we didn't see that in warm-ups, so we were a little worried about it. But that's something we had practiced all week with Brett and Davin out there, and Remy at corner. You know, we knew they were going to roll out. We knew they were going to try to hit quick throws out to the flat, and we told them and bait them into it, jump it, try to pick one. And Brett did a great job and got us off to a good start.
So when your offense was kind of sputtering a little bit to start the game, you end up calling an end-around pass for Camden Clowers, a freshman. He made a great throw over the top to Ribby Johnson for a touchdown. Was that kind of a play also where you're trying to kind of get your offensive mojo going just because you guys didn't seem to have a whole lot of success running the ball?
Yeah, and, you know, not having Dylan Murphy was a little bit of a challenge for us in terms of, I mean, he just opens up the field. I mean, he makes the safety stay out of the box. He makes your overhang linebackers kind of pay attention to him out there. And I have a feeling, you know, when they saw him in street clothes, it was, we're going to change our game plan. And they pretty much went man coverage most of the night and said, we're going to load the box, you're not going to run. And, you know, we watched them on film. We felt like they were really good defensively up front. I mean, a lot better than what they were last year. Had some new bodies in there that transferred in. And we knew going in it was going to be a challenge. And then when Brett went down with a rolled ankle really early in our first offensive series, you know, we were really limited to what we had at running back. So we went to the air, and you know, I think Carter Schickel will tell you he missed three or four touchdown passes in the first half. But part of that was, you know, timing problems in practice. You know, Remy Johnson didn't practice all week last week. He was battling injury. Camden Clowers is a kid we took from one of our backup quarterback roles and told me, hey, you're gonna play receiver this week because he's an athlete. You know, Davin Sullivan's a kid that came in this year and hasn't got a ton of varsity reps in week one, but, I mean, he jumped right in. And, you know, trying to get all that timing and the limited amount of practice you had with some new guys was a challenge, and it took us a little bit to get going. And, you know, once we got rolling there in the second half, felt a lot better about it. But, you know, for the struggles we had early, I think Carter ended up still passing for 240 yards, and you know, we had over 300 yards offense. So overall, not our best game, but at the same time, you know, when you put up 34 points on the road and get a conference win, we'll take it.
Yeah, you guys had Carter Schickel 19-29 and Camden Clowers 2-for-2 with, of course, that 34-yard touchdown. I thought Brody Fain really stood out a lot. He had multiple opportunities down the field and made one tremendous play in the fourth quarter that I think is going to be up there for one of the best plays of your guys' season. Just kind of going from last week where he had some, you know, untimely drops to now this week where he came through and he was called upon. What kind of speaks to him about that?
Brody's been consistent all year. You know, he's kind of been someone that we almost take for granted because he has been that the consistent presence all summer, hasn't missed any workouts, hasn't missed any practices. You know, we've got him playing three or four different positions on offense because he's smart enough to do it. You know, so he lines up at our Y receiver, and then we put him at our H receiver, and we move him to Z, and we got him playing a couple of different positions on offense or on defense. He's our long snapper. He's returning kicks. Brody does a ton for this football program. So to see him have that kind of success is awesome because he put in the time and effort. But, you know, when he caught that pass and you know, that's something that Carter Schickel came over the sideline. And that's the difference between him this year is he came over and said, hey, they're really jumping the bubble. I think if we can pump fake and we get Brody down the seam, we hit a big one. And so we, in between, I think it was during a quarter break, we said, hey, next time we go out, we're going to go with this. And Carter called it right. He put it on the money. And I didn't see that. I didn't think Brody saw the backside safety coming. So, you know, we had 40 yards, and I thought the guy was going to de-cleat him. And last second, Brody saw him and kind of avoided the tackle and went for the touchdown. So, you know, that kind of sealed the deal for us.
Well, to kind of go back to that point, I think it was at the end of the third quarter you guys started with, it was either three or four straight bubble screens to Remy Johnson, and that had to bring the defense a little bit further forward. And it was a tremendous catch over the middle by Fain, and then also obviously a great run after the catch, breaking multiple tackles.
Yeah, we said that at halftime. We went at halftime and said, look, we got to establish a run game, and right now we're beat up at running back, so let's use the short bubbles and stand-ups and wide receiver screens as our run game right now. And I think that got Carter's confidence going. You know, a couple easy completions, and once he got in rhythm again, he was back to normal.
And then your offensive line, of course, you struggled to make running holes, or at least you had your backs that were banged up a bit. Also allowed the first sack of the season with Carter Schickel just kind of being under duress late in the game. And really, I thought they did a good job for the most part of it. But how did you feel about the offensive line play?
Well, we struggled a little bit in certain areas, and we know that. And we went and watched film, and we fixed up some of those mistakes. But part of that was they were bringing more than we could protect. You know, we were protecting with five most of the night and six sometimes, and they were bringing seven and playing man coverage. And you know, when we had to make them pay for that. And you know, we had a couple double moves early on that missed for touchdowns, and Remy finally got behind him, and like I said, with Brody slipping that. So at the end of the day, they had to pay for making those adjustments. But again, when you have Dylan Murphy out on the field, you can't do that. We have a healthy Remy Johnson, you can't do that. And Brody's starting to step up really as a receiver. And I think, you know, this week the progress that both Davin Sullivan and Camden Clowers are making at receiver, there are going to be some guys that can hurt you in the pass game too. So it'll be nice going in this week with six guys that are capable of doing some damage in the passing game. And if North Knox wants to play man, then we'll take our chances.
We've talked a lot about Carter Schickel's development from last year to this year and how he's taken strides forward. Do you think that game is kind of an example now where you can go back and say, hey, look, when you're dealing with heavy pressure like this, your hot reads here or something like that?
Yeah, he's just has to get the confidence down. I mean, when Carter believes in Carter, he's the best. He's the best quarterback in our small school division of the conference. And man, I'm not saying that because he's our guy, but I've watched the kid throw all summer. The ball's jumping out of his hands. It's on time. He knows where it's supposed to go. But man, sometimes you just miss. You know, you just have a night where you miss some passes. And he'd have loved to have four balls back from Friday night. And but you know, that's part of the quarterback position. What we need Carter to do is, when you do miss, when you throw an early pick, just let it go. Just move on. Because we have confidence in him. Our team has confidence in him. We need him to want the ball back the next possession. And he's still battling with that a little bit. But I think he moved in the right direction the second half. I think he finally put it behind him and said, all right, let's go play football.
And one player I want to really highlight defensively was Landon Crawford. I think he had a pretty great game, kind of being all over the field, a side-to-side type of linebacker, making plays in the backfield, making plays there in that short yardage area. Of course, he's one of your few seniors that are on the team and playing regular snaps. Just kind of speak a little bit about what his presence was, especially this past Friday night.
He's a good, smart, I mean, he's undersized, obviously. Anybody that knows Landon, he's not a very big guy, but he knows he's not very big, so he plays smart. I mean, he's an ankle biter of a tackler. He goes low, and he takes legs out. But, man, he's one of those guys that if you're gonna get in a bar fight, you want Landon with you because he's not going back down from anybody. You know, he might be 150 pounds, but he thinks he's about 240. And that's what you want out of your linebackers. He was a good emotional leader for us Friday night. Our defense played with that fire. that we needed the offensive line to play with. And, you know, part of that is Landon Crawford. And he's like that in practice. He's slowly emerging as one of our captains.
Last question before we take a break here. Ethan Ashby was 2 for 2 on field goals. Of course, he was perfect on PATs as well. But his first opportunities at field goals, both from the right and the left hash, both of them looked pretty good. What did you think about the execution there at the field goal unit?
Ethan does what Ethan does, man. We see it every day in practice. I see it out on the soccer field. He's just cool, calm. He doesn't get too jacked up to kick. He's consistent. But he puts in the time. I mean, he puts a lot of time in the off season, a lot of time. You know, he'll go to soccer practice, and then he'll come out here and he'll put in a 40-minute workout after soccer practice. So for him to knock those through, it was never a question for me. I mean, I know if we're inside the 45, you know, he's going to knock it down, and I'm getting to where I'm confident that he can hit a 50-yarder at this point. But the kid's put into work, and when you put into work, you usually see results. And Ethan, you know, I'm glad he's only a junior because he's going to be a really good one.
Well, he certainly had a nice week last week. I heard he had a hat trick in a game, too.
Yeah, he had a really good soccer week. He had the game winner in a conference game against Tell City on he had a PK that won the game for us, had a couple field goals, 4 for 4 extra points. So pretty good week for a high school kicker.
I would think so as well. Let's go ahead and step away for a quick break. We come back, we will talk about the next opponent on the schedule. It'll be the North Knox Warriors, as it'll be a road game for North Posey this Friday night. You're listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show here live on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with 4 sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial is hiring. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nick's Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nick's Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nicksindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless automatic bay for a quick and easy wash, two self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and four powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on the Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
At Expressway Jeep, we're more than a dealership. We're your trusted Jeep service experts. Whether it's maintenance, repairs, or upgrades, our certified technicians know your Jeep inside and out. Convenient scheduling, expert care, and fast service keep your Jeep running like new. Expressway Jeep wants to be the go-to for Jeep service in Southern Indiana. Call 812-831-3333 or book online at expressway jeep.com. Just a short drive away from you, Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
You work hard to play hard, so protect your investment with a truck liner, textured coatings, or powder coatings from Rugged Armor Linings in Poseyville. Offering professional applications to protect your vehicles, RVs, off-road vehicles, and boat interiors against heat, scratches, dents, rock chips, and fading. 16 colors available. For an estimate, contact Paul Edwards by appointment only at 812-457-2415. Again, that's 812-457-2415. Rugged Armor Linings, 129 West Fletchell in Poseyville. Your dealer for B&W Hitch and Rough Country Accessories.
Welcome back to North Posey High School. We're here for North Posey Football Coaches Show, live with Head Coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher, and we just got done wrapping up the game against Tecumseh. And now we turn our attention to week three as the North Knox Warriors loom, a long road trip for your Vikings club. And you had mentioned that you didn't love the energy and the warm-ups or getting off the bus here in week two. I'm sure that's going to be an emphasis from you and the coaching staff to try to make sure the kids are ready to go for this game against North Knox, who is a bit of a new opponent for some of these kids as they probably never played against them.
Yeah, for sure. You know, some of these guys have played at the lower levels against them as we've played them, but that's on our coaches. We've got to do a better job of you know. I think, you know, I saw it in myself and the rest of our staff. We were pretty high on the going into Southridge. Knew the opponent we had. Got really up for that game. We were more excited on the sideline when good things were happening, and you know, that sucks it out of you a little bit. And to try to turn around and get on the road and go do that. You know, I think Nick Saban always talks about how sometimes the media and the people around you can be poisonous to and telling you, man, you know, we had multiple people ask us, like, how bad's Tecumseh? And my answer was, they're not. You know, I think people are going to start to see that Coach Paradine's got a way of doing some things over there, and they're a much improved program. They're going to win some games this year. You know, they were much improved up front. And we got to convince our guys it's going to be the same thing this week. People are going to, you know, we've creeped up in the rankings, and people are telling us how good we are. we can't let that poison what we're trying to do in our locker room, which is get better every day. We allowed that to happen last week, and it's on our staff this week to make sure that doesn't happen. And I can tell you that, you know, the approach is going to be different. We're preparing really hard for the North Knox team on the road. This is a great, like, early season, hey, you got to go on the road hour and a half away for a sectional because that's what we're going to have to do later in the year. And we got to approach it like that. You know, they're going to be jacked up. We've got a bullseye on our back. When you're a ranked team, that's what happens. And this is going to be their home opener. Bicknell's a tough place to play. It's a community that takes a lot of pride in their football. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full Friday.
This is a team that played Sullivan to open up the season on the road. They lost 42-7, but they bounced back with a 53-13 win against Eastern Green. Of course, it's the final scores are never really that indicative of how the game goes. You pointed it out with Tecumseh in their game against Princeton. They were a couple bounces away from having a win in that game. But what do you know about North Knox, or what have you seen so far on film that you're really focusing on this week for your squad?
They got a hard nose, you know, blue-collar program. Josh Chambers, their head coach, does a really good job. He's been there 10 years now. So, I mean, they've got an established system that they're going to run, and they're going to do what they do. They remind me a lot of what Southridge tries to do in terms of their scheme offensively and defensively, a wing tee approach out of the gun. And, you know, they know that we know what they're going to do. They don't care that you know what they're going to do. They're prideful in what they do, and they're going to show up and run it, and they're going to execute really well. And we got to have a good game plan to make sure we stop that. And like I said, that Sullivan game is, you know, they turned the ball over five times. If they don't turn it over five times, it's a pretty close game. And then Eastern Green, I mean, it was a blowout from the get-go. So they're playing some young guys. They got a young sophomore quarterback who's talented. But, you know, we saw this last year with Carter Schickel that sometimes when you're young, you make some young mistakes. And hopefully he continues to make some of those mistakes. But then you turn around in the Eastern Green game and he looked really good. So not sure who we're going to get Friday, but I know they got some athletes on the field. They got some big guys up front that this team's capable of knocking us off.
Winning the turnover battle is always an important thing, I think, for coaches. But how important do you think it's going to be this week specifically to try to get some takeaways to really kind of set up your offense to maybe have those quick straight scores and maybe let that wing tee type of offense have to play catch up versus trying to run the clock down?
Yeah, you know, they're more past than what they've been in the past, but they want to run the ball. I mean, I think their goal is probably to be a 75-25 team. They've had to throw the ball coming from behind against Sullivan more than they wanted to, and that resulted in four turnovers. So that'd be big for us. Coach Nighy does a good job of you know, we preach a lot of field position on special teams, and Coach Fish and his crew's done a good job getting some takeaways early in the season in big moments. And anytime you can get takeaways, win the turnover battle on the road, you give yourself a much better shot. But for us, I think this week it's just important for us to get off to a fast start. You know, get Carter in the rhythm. You know, we're really hopeful that Dylan Murphy's back this week and gives him that confidence that comes with having a big target out there. But even yesterday and today at practice, man, our receivers and our quarterbacks worked really hard to get their timing back, and I think you'll see a different passing game Friday night.
Going back to the bus trip, how it's an hour and a half long, we've already talked about the making sure you're ready off the bus, but do you think there's any advantage for you, because you guys are probably leaving closer to being directly out of school because of the fact that it's a 6 o'clock Central Time start?
It'll be a 6:30.
6:30, okay, yeah.
So we're going to split time. But, yeah, that's going to be a challenge for us, just getting on that bus, getting there, you know, right after school, jumping on there and getting that. And, you know, we've done this before. You know, we go to Tell City, it's a similar situation where, you know, it's a long drive for us. Obviously, last year, driving up South Vermillion was a long drive. A lot of these guys have been on these road trips. It's just your mindset. I think sometimes we take some things for granted. We've been a little spoiled in the fact that we've won a lot of games in the last couple of years that, you know, we can't have that mindset if North Post just shows up, we win games. Because it is way harder than that. And I think our guys realize that. And you know, we've had guys like Cade Malk talk to him. We've had, you know, Dylan who had to sit out. Just take advantage of the opportunities you get, because you don't know when your last opportunity is. You don't know when you're, you know, you can go down with an injury. Something weird can happen. You know, take advantage of the reps you get and make the most of them. And I think our guys have learned their lesson from last week.
So going from last week to this week, aside from the energy we've talked about, what are you focused on as something, an area, an improvement, or something in particular to improve on going into this week 3 matchup?
Man, we have so many guys. We talked about this yesterday in our coaches' meeting. You know, we have – not that we're just young, But even our old guys are young. You know, even our juniors and seniors who are playing significant roles right now are young when, in terms of football. You know, Sam Tucker, who's starting to left tackle, has played football for 3 years. You know, Zeke Roosevelt, who's starting a defensive end, this is his first year he's ever played football. Evan Buchanan's playing a lot of DN right now for us. This is his first year he's ever played football. Cole Kissel, you know, played some football and then set out some football. Now he's starting an inside linebacker for us, but he hasn't played since his freshman year. You know, so a lot of these guys haven't had varsity experience. So, you know, our goal is just to get them more confident and get them the details of the game right now. They just don't understand. You know, there's times we take things for granted, and they just don't know. And they don't know what they haven't been taught, and it's our job to make sure we don't take those things for granted. So for us, it's just get them to understand the big picture, get them to understand the details of what it takes to be a good football a team. The good part about it is they're awesome kids, and they want to learn, and they're not, like, too good for us to coach them up. They just are really green, and they don't know what they don't know.
So I guess to go along with that, of course, you want to win every single game you play, but you have a season-long goal here of trying to make a deep run in the state tournament or at least win a sectional championship. I know you've talked about the different stages of the season that you focus on, but is there now a sense of, with having so many young players, you focus on little victories in these certain areas about maybe you wanted to hit X number of passing yards or you wanted to get X number of tackles in the backfield or whatever?
Yeah, we have goals every week. But like I said, it's just getting better. It's a lot better when you're 2-0 and you got a lot of room for improvement. And I think I said this early on in the season, and I said it over the, you know, in the summer. This team from week one to week six is going to look a lot different, And, you know, there's some guys that you know, haven't seen a ton of action right now, varsity, that we're trying to get them reps on the JV level right now because they've never played football. But I think by week you know, five, six, they're going to be contributors at the varsity level. We're trying to just kind of slowly integrate them into the speed of a varsity game and not kill their confidence. So they're trying to get them the confidence here and then build on that. But, man, it's fun because you do see progress daily with these guys. You know, light bulbs are coming on left and right, just looking around like, oh, man, you can do that. It's fun because these kids need to be coached up. They want to be coached up. And like I said, they show up with the right mentality.
I think you know you want to get some of these players back that are healthy, but it also I think it serves as a bit of an opportunity for some players to get some early playing time to maybe they're ready whenever their number might be called later on in the season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, guys are getting valuable experience right now that you know they probably wouldn't be getting if guys hadn't went down. But you know that was another thing. You go into the off season, you know, knowing you got a Cade Mauch and you know you got a Dylan Murphy, and how do we build an offensive system around you know those pieces with Remy and Brody and Carter and. When you lose two of those pieces in the first 2 weeks of the season, you're kind of scrambling to, okay, what pieces do we have left? And how does that change Remy's role? You know, how does that change Brody's role? What do we do with Brett? Because, you know, we had Brett at receiver. Now he's back here at tailback. And it's taken us some time as coaches to adjust and get confident in what we're trying to do, you know, on a Friday night. And I'll take the blame for this past Friday with the offense. We were kind of everywhere and never got in a rhythm. And I really didn't know what our identity was going to be Friday when we went in, you know, especially when Brett went down, rolled his ankle. It was kind of like, okay, what do we have left? What plays do we have that fit what pieces we have left? And let's try to get out here with a win. And we were fortunate to do that.
Well, certainly, I think it'll be a good test on the road. Looking forward to see how your team reacts to it after back-to-back road games, and then you'll have that return home for that home game against Tell City. But certainly, the North Knox Warriors stand in the way, and good luck this Friday night.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So the broadcast will be a 6:30 kickoff. We'll go live with the pregame show at 6:15. You'll listen to that right here on 98.9 WPIW alongside Chris Moreland and me, Jordan Fisher. That'll do it for this week's Coaches Show. We'll talk to you again on Friday night, again with the pregame show starting at 6:15 right here on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JL Hirsch and Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Keep up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.